The title of this training today is Social Proof as a Lead Gen Lever. How do you turn every client, every closing into multiple closings?
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share it all with you, the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
This is inspired by, I had relocated to a different part of my city, and I had a new dentist. And so I had our first appointment with this dentist, and actually knew these guys because we tried radio, which is mass media, which year over year, it ended up being worse and worse from an ROI standpoint. But we were on the same station as this dentist office. And so I went into the office and had an awesome experience. It was just one of those businesses where you knew that things were run differently. I had a tour of the office. I was offered water when I came in. It was like triple A office space. And the woman that was checking me out asked, did you have a great experience? Or I forget how she worded it, but essentially she asked me how the visit was. And I said, it was awesome. And she said, have you left us a 5-star review yet? And I said, no, I haven't. And she knew that I didn't. It was my first day. She knew that. But I could tell that she was following a process and there was a system in place to secure this social proof, this 5-star review. And I didn't call it social proof back then because we didn't have it integrated into our business. And all of a sudden, I'm leaving a 5-star review for this business. That was awesome, I told her. And I asked her, why is she doing that? Like, why do you think the owners have asked her to do that? And she said, the owners let us know that what they've been doing in the past, they've been spending money on, and they even were doing TV and radio, and they were direct mailing around their physical location. The return on all those things has gone down dramatically. And what they were finding is that people, before they even built the system, people were going online and leaving them glowing reviews because they were running an awesome business. And those reviews were garnering more business. And so the whole social proof aspect of their business had exploded to the point where they were layering out of those expensive, lower ROI things that they were doing, the mass media, the TV, the radio, direct mail to strangers and whatnot. And I took that experience as I'm going to go deep on this. I instantly knew that this was going to become a big part of our business. Because everyone in real estate is looking for like, where can I spend the next dollar? What can I do in my business to generate another lead? Oftentimes, we're not looking at the person right in front of me, the person that I'm giving up evenings and weekends for, and the person that I would do anything for, a listing client or a buyer client. What if we did such a good job with that person and we had systems put in place? And what if we could design a process that the only logical byproduct of working with us through this designed world-class process, this world-class service that they would get from us, the only natural conclusion that a client of ours could make is to refer business to us without having us beg for it. I went back to the office and I said, we have got to stop the presses. At that point, I think we had 50 or 60 Google reviews. And instantly implemented a process with quarterly contests. We've tested everything. But the journey, and I want to share my screen here because the journey is what is the coolest part of this. Ballantyne Dentistry happens to be the business. But if you look at, you know, and others are catching on, so 951, 354, but Ballantyne Dentistry has 1,500 reviews. Obviously, in this area, 28277, which is South Charlotte, you're going to take a look at these guys. You're going to go to their website. You're going to do the due diligence. Even from here, you can tell that it's a different type operation. The punchline here is that when anyone is looking to hire a real estate agent, they're more often than not, they're going to the Google here and they're going to do a search. And if your digital footprint isn't what it needs to be, and it doesn't have social proof as a key element, I'm not talking about content and short form and YouTube and all that stuff. I'm talking about just the things that are said about you online. Is there enough of it to generate more business for you? And reminder here, make sure you get this guide because I'm going to go through it here in a second and you're going to want all the templates in here and how to run with it. Every business should make a promise to their clients that they're going to deliver an experience that client couldn't possibly imagine being any better. And the byproduct of that experience is that they're going to want to tell everyone about the business. Here's how to go about it. And by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if for some reason, I don't deliver on this promise, I'm going to know because you didn't tell everyone about me and you didn't light up my three-way text with people that might be looking to buy or sell. And if that happens, I'm just going to want to have a conversation with you about that at closing. Is that okay? Great. Okay, cool. So if you guys would be okay with that, go ahead and sign there, sign there. It's a big commitment. We don't take it lightly, and off we go. That's the first step of this process of generating more business from the service you provide and ultimately getting the social proof, which is the Google review. This doesn't happen in isolation. In order to build a sustainable system, all of your systems around client care, that's the client care compound effect and the checklist and the emails you send out. And we've got this really cool gifting process, an entirely separate system inside of Million Dollar Agent Method. You've got to have those baseline systems in place so you actually do fulfill this promise of creating a Ritz-Carlton experience or whatever your analogy is. If you're not focusing on taking care of your clients at the very, very highest level, it's likely that you're going to lose the game. The age of AI and it rapidly advancing technology, as a local service provider, any local business, the widest and deepest moat you can build, it's the way you treat your clients. And the only byproduct of that experience with you is for them to send everyone they know your way. It starts with a big, bold promise about what it looks like to work with you. And as a result, they're going to want to tell people about you. And here's how they do it. Tell them specifically, give them instructions on how to send you a referral and that you'll take excellent care of them. Then you're checking in at different points in the transaction. You can get reviews on Zillow, but Zillow has ulterior motives. I mean, they want to take 100% of our commission check if they could. And now granted, some agents can get their economic model to work in terms of lead costs or Zillow Flex, but most people aren't going on Zillow. If you have Zillow reviews, they'll show up if people do a Google search on you, but you want to place your chips on Google in terms of where you want your social proof to live. I did a video, a YouTube video, how to set up your Google business profile, how to use Google reviews to get 1 to 2 transactions per month. So make sure you check that out in terms of getting your Google business profile and how to feed it content on the regular to have Google index it properly and begin to show up on SEO, and reviews are part of that. Here's what I want to leave you with. I want to give you a challenge. If you don't have a Google business profile set up, consume that video and then go about this process. If you have no reviews, no Google business profile, set up your profile and then reach out to 10 past clients. The goal is to get 100. That's our initial push with our clients. And then ultimately double your nearest competitor in your market. Here is the script. So, hey there, Lars. Hope all is well. It's been a minute since we had that conversation. I know we had a good transaction together. I have a small favor to ask of you. Would you mind writing a review on Google about your experience with me? Everyone is turning to Google to look for real estate agents. It would be awesome if you could help me out, and it would really help me grow my business. And sometimes we'll do a contest. So as an added bonus, if you write a review before whatever date, I'm going to put your name in a drawing for a $50 gift certificate to blah, blah, blah. And you have to check if this is allowed in your market and all that good stuff. But I want to thank you in advance. I'm going to send you a text right now with a link for you to do that easily. And let me show you what that looks like. This is next level. So if you go to Real Estate B School, Google reviews, and I can go to click on my reviews. And because I'm logged in as myself, I can hit this button, get more reviews, and either have a QR code. You can copy that, save it, and put it on a mail or even to past clients, or you copy this link. When you have this conversation, you pull up your text and you're sending them like, hey, it was awesome to connect. Here is the link to send me a Google review. And then when you click on that, it brings up a screen with that link right there. They don't have to like search to go on Google, search for my name, click on reviews, and then click on whatever. It's going to open up a screen where right away they can leave you a 5-star review, write some kind words, add some photos. It'd be really cool is at closing, take a picture of them at the closing table if they're selling a listing or if they're a buyer with your sold sign in front of their house. Send them that picture over text and then tell them to include that photo in their review of you. Why do most agents not do this? Because it takes work. Most agents don't have a client to work with. So if you're one of the agents that are working with clients regularly, you could easily grow your business from this one strategy alone. And it takes a little bit of effort, right, to put together a client care experience that is world-class, to build out a system with touch points. Maybe in your CRM, you have a transaction plan where it reminds you to touch base every week with a very specific conversation, not just the general conversations you're having with a seller or buyer client about their transaction. This is a specific conversation where you're checking in. You're saying, it's Lars from eXp Realty. I just wanted to check in. I know we're sort of on the daily talking about our transaction, but remember that promise I made to you back when we started working together? I wanted to take just a minute to check in on how I'm doing against that promise. Is there anything I could be doing better or differently around communication or expectations? If you're going to be in this business for a period of time, and I mentioned that wide and deep moat being the service you provide and the kind words your clients say to you, the only option you have to have a thriving service business is to provide a service that is worth what people are paying you. And to get paid, let's say X percent of the value of an asset and haphazardly provide a service and not be checklisted and not be world-class, you're just going to become meaningless over time. So there's a big responsibility that goes along with taking the commissions that we take. So the commitment I want you to take here, baby steps. If you don't have a Google Business Review, watch that video where I talked about how to set one up and how to go about it. And then I want you to get your first 10 Google reviews. And if you know you need to go deeper on the conversation about what it looks like to implement these systems, not just around client care, but around leverage, lead generation, all of our lead gen levers, our conversion processes, our consultation frameworks, just go to milliondollaragentmethod.com. That's milliondollaragentmethod.com. And we'll see you over there. Be good.